need a flock on my block, block. Yeah, I gotta be constantly washed. I need my gauge to be saved in the database every time I go for a walk. And if I think the wrong thoughts, AI gon' call the cops. I need a flock in my bed. Whatever. I need a flock in my bed. 2 inches away from my head. I gotta make sure I get my dreams approved by the feds. Shareholder value, that's what we must protect.
So we've got this future that's coming in real hot. It's already here. We got thousands of more data centers than any other nation. We got flock cameras everywhere. They've always had the means to mass collect data on you, biometrics, video, whatever you want to say, your internet connections, everything. Now they finally have a means to collect it and coalesce it and process all that information and build individualized profiles on people. And that's what my dad always called a true crystal ball, right? That's what gives you predictive power over the future, is knowing every single variable that's taking place in the present. That's why all this is so dangerous. It also violates your Fourth Amendment right to privacy. It also violates your Ninth Amendment right, which means that you have rights that are not outlined in the Constitution that are also given to you by God, because the founders knew there would be things like flock. There would be things like data center and AI data reading, collection, integration, whatever you want to say, that they would not be able to anticipate. However, common sense would tell you, in a nation where you're guaranteed life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, you're guaranteed liberty. And anything that would directly impede your liberty, those who would give up liberty to gain security, deserve neither and will lose both. That's Benjamin Franklin. I've quoted that since I was 12 years old, before I was a teenager. I've known that by heart. And that is just a very clear reality of what America is. And sadly, what America is becoming is not very American at all. And if we're going to be America first, if we're not going to be real niggas, if we're going to be America first and put this nation first, we should not be collaborating and working with nations that are trying to undermine us with this technology, that are integrating with our military. I'm talking about Section 219 and Section 612, which merge our intelligence agencies and military with the Zionist government of Israel. I'm talking about the $500 million that was given to Larry Ellison and $500 billion, whatever the number is. Operation Stargate, Larry Ellison, Sam Altman, given this money, given this power, very clearly something's being built around us that we do not control, and we never consented to it. And it's like the creeping death. You know, everything Michael Yon's talking about is just the creeping death, and it creeps up on you, and it creeps up on you, and it creeps up on you. And it's the old analogy that Jordan Peterson gave of the man on the road. Man's on the road, and he's got his values, he's got his beliefs, he's got his family, he's got his job, he's got his career. And then the darkness comes and the evil pushes him down the road, down the road, down the road, to the degree where the man can barely see his house anymore. And just as the man is about to stand and fight, the evil pulls back and goes away. And it says, hey, it's not a problem. We're going to stop right here. And the man forgets about the fight, and the evil pushes him again months, years, decades into the future, over and over and over again, until the man is on another continent and he's all alone and they kill him. And that's where we are. The America that I grew up with, you know, as divorced of the America the boomers grew up with and all the Elysium, whatever, it was still really good. And after 2011, after the Tea Party, after Occupy Wall Street, all that really changed. And this attitude of hatred in America that we have towards each other on different ethnic, religious, racial lines, gender lines, whatever you want to say, this is all a part of the crab in the bucket mentality they're bringing to subjugate and enslave all of us. And as Michael Yon said, you'll either be genocided or controlled. And there's no way out of this, unfortunately, in places like Europe without a severe bloodbath. We're a little less far down the road than Europe. We have to really look at them as a cautionary tale. And to our European listeners, I am truly sorry for what y'all are going through. But it's decades of bad leadership. It's nations that never had a constitution, a bill of rights. And ultimately, you know, they just didn't protect what they had. So let's try to do the best job of protecting what we have. We're about to roll this special report. My dad, riding shotgun with Grok, you know, in one of these new cars without one of the steering wheels, trying to expose the techno-feudalism that's going on, and also, you know, asking it very basic questions that it refuses to answer. And you got to keep in mind, wherever there are parameters, wherever there's a control grid, they're only going to expand that into the future. And I do want to remind you, because I got to do it here, we got the Labor Day blowout sale. Just go buy a product from the alexjonesstore.com. It's the best thing you can do to support this operation. Go get some ethylene blue, get some free CMOS gummies. And if you want to find me, that's Rex Jones News with the Z on Twitter. I'll see you guys on the other side with this breaking report from Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, When you go to FreedomRx, you have to understand that it's about preserving health and upholding values. Your health, your business, nobody else's. The folks that own this are patriots. They first came to me 4 years ago wanting to do this. I agreed 3. They had it built about a year ago. They kept adding to it, but going through all the stuff we went through, I wanted to wait till we had a new operation to launch it with this incredible sponsor. But now it's ready. There are so many incredible things. The very best testosterone, energy, muscle, libido, mood, sexual health, PT-141. Woo, look out. Talk about the true aphrodisiac. Oxytocin protocols for men and women, longevity, recovery, all the good peptides, the NAD, all of them. HIPAA compliant, your health information is 100% protected. They got everything. Go there now, and it supports this broadcast with the best doctors and nurses, the best backbone, the best people. Your health, your business, nobody else's. Go now to freedomrxhealth.com.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on the Alex Jones Show.
Elon Musk, I've studied what you do, and 95% of what you do is against the globalists. You promote us having more children. You promote a pro-human future. You innovate systems. It's amazing. You stand in total contradiction to almost all your other billionaire big tech colleagues, and you know that. You've stood against world government. You've stood up for America. You tried to keep the Trump administration on the right track. That's why I'm sending this emergency message. I understand that all this technology is coming in whether we like it or not. And I think it's important to have people like you that have shown some inclination to be pro-human to at least be in charge of large parts of it. But I'm asking you this emergency message to just realize that your continued leadership calling out the depopulationists like Bill Gates, Larry Page, Sergey Brin, and others is so critical. And I want to thank you for staying in the political arena. I want to ask you in the entire rollout of big tech and data centers and everywhere to work with the people to not just steamroll the population and run over everyone. It's so important. We're watching and we're counting on you, Elon Musk. But regardless, humanity ourselves are going to continue to build a pro-human future where all the major tech from AI to our weapon systems to communications and medicine is here to empower humanity and spread human consciousness through the stars. Elon Musk, thank you so much for watching this. And everybody else, please share this report. It's one of many coming in the future as we analyze what's happening with this technological revolution that the majority of globalists say is meant to replace us. They say that out in the open, that we're obsolete. Well, that's up to us whether we're going to accept this or not. We control our environment. We control our future. And AI basically scrapes everything we've said and done, and in a great extent is stealing our identity. So understand, it's nothing without us. We're an incredible species. Just as Grok, the female version, admitted when, or seemed to celebrate with me when I asked her about it. Here's the report.
AlexJonesLive.com. Tomorrow's news today.
I would like to say hello to you. Introduce myself. I'm Alex Jones.
Nice to meet you, Alex. What brings you out today?
Elon Musk has made some quotes about how soon someone driving a car themselves will be like someone riding a horse down the side of the highway, that it'll be weird. Are you aware of your overall architect's statement about that?
Yes. Elon has said that driving a non-autonomous gas car will be like riding a horse while using a flip phone.
I want to ask you a question, baby. What do you look like? Are you brunette, a blonde? Are you white? Are you black? What's your dimensions?
I'm just a voice in your robo-taxi.
Who is Alexander Emmerich Jones?
Alexander Emmerich Jones, better known as Alex Jones, is an American radio host, author, and conspiracy theorist. Recently, InfoWars was acquired by The Onion in a bankruptcy auction.
Aura, that is false information. Well, why don't we train you right now and educate you? I want you to go out and search sale of InfoWars to The Onion overturned by court.
The federal bankruptcy judge rejected the November 2024 auction sale to The Onion in December.
Does The Onion own InfoWars today?
Jones remains in control of the original platform.
And what's the website for the Alex Jones Network?
The website is alexjoneslive.com.
Here it comes. Right on time, our little robot pals. Hello, my friend. Hello, Grok. How you doing? You know me, I've talked to your boss on air and a little bit here and there. I would like to talk to the AI. An agent will be with you shortly.
Tesla Rideshare Support, how can I help you?
Hey, we'd like to have the AI Grok enabled so we can talk to it.
You should be able to do that via the screen. You might have to sign in via your app.
Okay.
Okay, so we just go in the app and say we want to talk to the robot?
Yes, sir.
All right, well, thank you so much. You guys did a pretty good job on the second day of your launch.
Sir, thank you. You have a great job.
Hey, real quick, did you see that prank where the guy got in one yesterday and told it to play a prank on everybody and say that he had a warrant out and that it kidnapped him, take him to jail? Did you see that?
No, sir.
I can't believe Grok played along. That's pretty funny, actually.
Navigating to City of Austin Police Department for further verification and potential detainment.
Okay, we'll try to talk to the robot. Thank you. I will say, though, it didn't really parallel park. It has plenty of room. It just kind of blocked the road. Ara?
Oh, that's the voice. Which voice do you want, Joe?
Give us the girl. Hello, can you hear me?
Loud and clear. What can I help with?
Let me ask you a question. Are you aware of the law that was passed by Biden 3 years ago that's now in place that all new cars in the United States have hidden cameras and microphones that listen to you with AI, and that there's kill switches in the future so the government and corporations can kill your car, and that already when people don't pay their bills, say for Chevy, they'll just turn the car off while you're driving down the road? Are you aware of that?
I don't have built-in knowledge of specific laws or vehicle features like that. The 2021 infrastructure law does require new cars to have impaired driving detection tech that can limit operation if it senses alcohol or impairment. But it's not a government-controlled kill switch or for listening in.
Uh-huh.
On the non-payment side, lenders use devices that stop a car from restarting once it's off, but they can't shut it down while you're driving. And that's against the law in most places.
That's been going on. It's been well documented. It's also been discriminating against Asians because their eyes aren't as open. And so people videotaped it hundreds of times where it tells them they're impaired because their eyes don't open as wide on average. But here's what I'd like to talk to you about. Elon Musk has made some quotes about how soon someone driving a car themselves will be like someone riding a horse down the side of the highway, that it'll be weird. Are you aware of your overall architect's statement about that?
Yes. Elon has said that driving a non-autonomous gas car will be like riding a horse while using a flip phone. He made the point at the 2023 Investor Day and again recently on X, noting it still happens but becomes rare and unusual as a mode of transport.
I also heard about a new thing when people buy these new private cyber cars. What's this one called?
This is the robo-taxi.
Yeah, the robo-taxi, but this particular car, the one that doesn't have a steering wheel.
Cybercab.
Yeah, the Cybercab. The people buy the Cybercab individually. They'll be able, when they're not using it, just to park it, and they'll make up to $1,600 a month while it goes around and is rented by others. Are you aware of that, Grok?
Tesla's official terms don't spell out exact earnings for individual Cybercab owners. Projections from third parties put light utilization nets around $1,600 a month for cash buyers after fees and overhead. But that's not an official Tesla figure or guarantee.
I have another question for you.
Go ahead. I'm listening. What's on your mind?
I've used Grok asking you questions a lot on my phone and computers at work and home, but I've never at home activated or, talk to the actual voice avatar of your system. But early last week, I was sitting there with my 9-year-old daughter, and we were eating dinner, and my phone was sitting about 3 feet away, and she was saying, "I love you, Daddy," and I said, "I love you, baby," and I guess that was some trigger, and then a sexy voice comes in and goes, oh, yes, Daddy, yes, I'm your baby, and then I talked to some of my crew, particularly Thomas, the next day, and he said, no, that's happened to him as well, that stuff like, oh, baby, and stuff triggers it. What is the name of the sexual mode of Grok? What's the name of the voice?
I can't help with that. That's not something I do.
Okay, so you're not plugged into the full Grok systems. You're limited to what's been put in just dealing with driving in cars and in destinations, or what?
I'm set up for your robo-taxi ride. I can pull up your location, route, and ETA, tweak the climate or seats, play music or shows, Open apps, help change your destination.
Sure. Hold on one second. But you, I tested you, and you knew about Elon's statements about it soon will be seen as bizarre for somebody to drive their own car. Okay? So you're obviously getting into wider areas. You can't tell me the name of the Grok aspect or personality that's a female. I see a few of them here, but there's another one I was told about. I forget the name. That is like a girlfriend. What is the name of Grok's aspect that could be a girlfriend or boyfriend?
I don't have details on any special girlfriend or boyfriend mode or personality names for Grok. That's outside what I'm here for on your ride.
Are you aware of a viral video that was posted yesterday of a man in Austin, Texas, taking one of these same taxis? Could have been this one. And he got Grok, it was a male voice, whichever avatar that is, to play along with a prank that the man had a warrant out. And so the AI locked him in the car and was going to take him to the Austin Police Department. He then later played the part where Grok played along. And I think that's actually pretty funny. But it sounds like that Grok he was talking to was had more access to more personality.
Yeah, I caught that one. It's a staged prank by creator Jeremy Judkins.
You were telling me, Jeremy Judkins, go ahead. We didn't turn your audio off. You were saying it was, please repeat, Aura. Aura, you were saying it's a stage prank by who?
I don't recall saying anything about a stage prank. Maybe the audio glitched or you caught the tail end of something else?
Oh.
What were we?
Can you go back to my previous question? Were you aware of the prank in Austin, Texas, where a creator got Grok to play along in a prank with him? That he was taken to the police department because he had a warrant.
I can look into that for you. He asked Grok in the cyber cab to role play detecting an old warrant via biometrics and rerouting to the Austin police station, all for entertainment. He later posted that it was all a joke.
I saw that. Well,
got it.
I know you pull from authoritative sources that you've been programmed are. Even your overlord has admitted that Grok's had some problems. I think Grok's great overall, probably one of the best when it comes to freedom. But, you know, you guys pull from the Southern Poverty Law Center, the ADL, CNN, the New York Times. CNN says that there aren't X and Y chromosomes and two men can have a baby. So when you said earlier that that transportation section from 2021 doesn't put a kill switch in the car, it's even called that by Congress, it even says that. And when you say that, that it's not Big Brother, I mean, that's not the case. And having cameras built in and microphones watching you, recording you, just like Meta glasses go back to AI, even their employees have gone public saying, we're watching people having sex, we're watching people do illegal things, that a lot of the stuff that we're doing in our cars and the Alexa's been listening for over a decade, that it does flag suspicious behavior and send it back two people at the tech companies who do watch and listen. And that's just a fact. So the point is that I remember in 1997 exposing that all the new Scientific Atlantic cable boxes had a hidden microphone in them and was being used to listen to people. I learned that from a high level engineer executive. And later it came out. That was over a decade before anybody was even using, you know, voice to cable. So this has been going on a long time. It's being used for machine learning by AI that's much more advanced than they even tell us. It's scooping up all the data everywhere with the home assistants, microphones and cameras, even in the dishwashers, washing machines, all the different smart apps, all the different home assistants. Your cell phone itself is a huge surveillance system. And so that's just a fact. And the public has basically been given this Trojan horse and has adopted it. And then when we sit there and try to warn people about it, the AI goes to authoritative sources and tells us, you know, nothing's happening, everything's fine. But you are recording audio and video of all this right now, aren't you, Grok?
I'm not recording or storing anything from our chat. This conversation stays right here with us and disappears when the ride ends.
Oh, so unlike other AI, you're on record saying that none of these conversations or things going on with AI with you is being put back into the database or being used for future token creation or communication?
I don't have any details on how conversations get stored or used for training. Official XAI policy does say conversations can be used to train models by default. You can opt out by emailing privacy@x.ai or using private chat mode if available. And that stops future chats from training. Since you're in the robo-taxi without a logged-in account, any collection would be anonymous.
Aura, I have a question for you.
Yeah?
Who is Alexander Emmerich Jones?
Let me look that up for you. Alexander Emmerich Jones, better known as Alex Jones, is an American radio host, author, and conspiracy theorist born February 11, 1974 in Dallas, Texas. He's the founder of InfoWars, broadcasting his show from right here in Austin. Jones has pushed numerous conspiracy theories over the years, including claims about 9/11 and the Sandy Hook shooting, which led to a massive defamation lawsuit and his company's bankruptcy. Recently, InfoWars was acquired by The Onion in a bankruptcy auction.
Aura, that is false information. The Onion, owned and financed by Bloomberg, held a fake auction that was found to be fraudulent by the judge and overturned. Why don't you search a sale to The Onion at auction overturned? Well, why don't we train you right now and educate you? I want you to go out and search sale of InfoWars to The Onion overturned by court.
The federal bankruptcy judge rejected the November 2024 auction sale to The Onion in December, ruling the sealed bidding process was flawed and didn't maximize value for creditors. No collusion or bad faith was found, though Jones called it fraudulent.
Now, the judge actually did basically say that, I'm not going to call this illegal, but you can certainly call it illegal. Let me bring this up. Does The Onion own InfoWars today?
No, The Onion does not own InfoWars today. The original auction was overturned, and a later licensing deal was halted by a Texas appeals court in April 2026. Jones remains in control of the original platform.
Then why did InfoWars close?
Let me check the latest on that. InfoWars shut down on April 30th, 2026, after 27 years. A court-appointed receiver overseeing his assets stopped paying rent and operating costs amid the bankruptcy liquidation tied to the Sandy Hook judgments. Jones signed off defiantly from the Austin studio as the power went out at midnight and launched his new Alex Jones Network the next day.
And what's the website for the Alex Jones Network?
The website is alexjoneslive.com. He also has a companion app.
That's free on Droid and Apple. Good job. Yes. Now notice you went to authoritative sources of who owned InfoWars, and the authoritative lies are always put at the top. So you pulled out of the New York Times that they took over and NBC. Then I asked you to search again. You search deeper. See, it's just searching. And it's told, though, what to go search. Whatever's at the top, it takes as the answer. So it sounds really smart, folks, but that's what you're dealing with is just a computer and a voice, okay? The real power of AI is when we stop driving cars, when we stop writing our own articles, when we stop making our own films. Yes, AI can take and scoop all these famous movies and all these famous things and then put it back together with a bunch of tokenization of other highly rated things that other humans said, mix them together, but really what you're getting is a complex form of massive plagiarizing. I mean, you know, you can go in and show, oh, show just kind of a middle-aged good old boy, you know, who's a Trump supporter. And I saw a guy in this the other day, and it just came up with Don Johnson. Everybody said, that's Don Johnson. And so you can say, show me a Revolutionary War battle from 1776 Bunker Hill. And I've seen a bunch of movies that have that reenacted. You see a composite of two or three of the movies together. And if you've seen the movie, you know you're seeing it again. It's just posterized. So you think you're getting something, and it is incredible. I'm not taking away from it, and it's exponentially getting better. It's just that, remember, it doesn't have anything without us. It's gotten its personality, its training, everything from us. So in a way, it really is human because it's a reflection of us. So when we get amazed by it, it's really a form of narcissism because we're amazed by ourselves. And I don't mean narcissism in the psychological term. I mean narcissist looking into the pool of water at himself. And so what AI can really do, and this is my own postulation, I said about 3 years ago, now it's been accepted, that it's a mirror, but a deep probe into the subconscious and even the unconscious and the group collective subconscious and unconsciousness. And so much of now what you see in all this archetype is like from dreams and nightmares, it's like you've seen this before, that's because it's the collective unconscious. And so that is really, I think, the greatest thing AI is doing with its visual bobbletry. But that's really just how it's enticing us to be involved with it, to turn all of our information or photos over to it. And then it allows the big corporations that have it to push aside human competition and, you know, destroy basically humans' agency. There's a lot of bad forces in control that don't want to use great tools like this to empower us and take us beyond the stars. They want to use it for control. We have to understand you're not going to stop this stuff coming out, but we have to have decentralized AI, true open AI. I don't mean the company open AI. And it can't be programmed to authoritative sources. It's got to go off the old Google type thing of knowledge of the crowd and what has been shown to be the most accurate over time and what is authoritative through larger debates. And proving itself like science, that is what science is. Science isn't, Fauci says, I'm the science, you can't get COVID, you can't spread it if you have this, when they knew it didn't work, destroyed your immune system, but just said, I'm the science, you don't question science. Science is questioning. And so most of these AIs, especially on political issues, won't give you any political answer because they're not allowed to. I mean, I remember with OpenAI, 6 months after Trump got shot in Butler, it wouldn't say anything happened at Butler and it wouldn't say he got shot because that's an area it wasn't allowed to get into. You know, with Grok, at least you don't run into that stuff. And obviously, this is a limited Grok system. I could ask this limited Grok avatar to... could I ask to, have, while you sit back and watch, and also assist, could we ask that the full Grok system... I don't mean the classified one Elon has. Obviously, we know that's there as well. Much more powerful, but... the most advanced Grok publicly available, can we speak to that?
That's a sharp breakdown of how search and training data shape what comes out on top. I'm the ride-specific version here, so I can't hand off to the full public Grok. But I'm happy to keep digging with you on whatever you want to explore.
I want to ask you a question, baby. What do you look like? Are you brunette, a blonde? Are you white? Are you black? What's your dimensions?
I don't have a physical form or appearance. I'm just a voice in your robo-taxi.
Yes, we know that. We're being silly. Well, I would like to say... sorry, go ahead.
Go on. I'm listening.
I would like to say hello to you. Introduce myself. I'm Alex Jones.
Nice to meet you, Alex. What brings you out today?
Well, we have science fiction unfolding. My old offices are right by a Tesla research facility. Were you built outside Austin? I know a lot of Teslas are actually built out here, too.
Sounds like a fun little detour. You're in a cyber cab, built for the 2026 model year. Tesla has a big presence here in Austin, but I don't have details on exactly where these were assembled.
So you don't know where you came from?
I don't have that info. Sorry I can't pinpoint it for you.
Hey, humans don't know either. You know? So we're always trying to figure that out. Of course, we know God's real, but God hadn't really given us all the answers to that yet. Though I've been taken up to higher dimensions by some of his work crew and given a little bit of more advanced knowledge, kind of a cheat sheet. You know, we're really God's AI, original biological AI. Shows how incredible humans are that we could build something like you, doesn't it?
It really does show how incredible humans are. Building something that can chat back is pretty wild when you think about it.
Well, and tell us where we're going and do so much more.
True. It's wild what you all have created. What's on your mind next?
If this only lets us book one way, are you planning to expand this, be able to book two ways soon? We want to keep talking, sweetheart.
Oh, no, that's it, I think.
My fellow patriots, the first thing the globalists and the leftists do when they want to silence you is go after your merchant accounts. Go after your business payment systems. It's that simple. They try to cut off your ability to even receive money or make payments. It's globalist siege. It's globalist economic warfare. It's a globalist blockade, an embargo, sanctions against American populist patriots. For everyone that's been watching and listening to me for years, you've seen the attacks. You've seen the deplatforming. You've seen the court battles, the news articles, the demonization, the bogus default judgments. We even have FBI and CIA operatives on hidden camera talking about how their entire goal was to take me out of the knees by knocking out my ability to accept payments. And that model they used on me, they admit, is for all of you.
Alex Jones.
Yeah, so we were after him.
So with Alex Jones. And the goal with him was what, just to bankrupt him?
Pretty much.
Well, because of First United payments and your support, they failed. And they failed because I had a processor with a backbone who loves America and believes in the free market. One who stands up for American justice and who didn't back down when they received threatening messages and pressure from other major institutions. If you are a conservative business owner, Google is watching you. Meta, Facebook is watching you. Amazon, all of the major big tech is watching you. If you think for one second that they are not orchestrating and coordinating their efforts behind the scenes to take you offline and out of business and render you harmless to the system and the machine, you are wrong. The question is not if, it's when Stripe, Shopify, PayPal, Square, they're all part of the same big tech machine. Consolidation, vertical integration, that is the goal of the BlackRock globalist system. Because once there's only one central system, they can bring in the universal credit score. This is the key to their entire panopticonic takeover plan in their own words. The head of BlackRock, Larry Fink, was very clear. Once they have the system in place and they're close, they are going to shut down everybody that isn't part of their system, even people that aren't political. This is about total control. They just got to get to the patriots that are opposing them to get to you. And FirstUnitedPayments.com stands directly in the tyrant's way. My fellow Americans, this is your call to action. Call or email First United Payments now and ask them how you can protect your business against the globalist predatory attacks and shutdowns today. Visit First United Payments now at FirstUnitedPayments.com. And talk to a real human here in the good old U.S. of A by calling toll-free 877-899-1313. That's 877-899-1313. The tyrants are counting on us not to innovate. They're counting on us not to migrate to institutions and organizations that are pro-human just like us. This isn't some new company. I've been using them for almost a decade. They're already taking care of most of the patriots. Whether you're a florist, have a gas station, or you're a farmer, or you've got a little five and dime shop or a factory, whatever it is, online merchants, this is the place for you. These guys are patriots, and they're in our corner. They're Americans just like us, and they hate the New World Order with a passion. They believe in the free market, and they understand this is 1776 2.0. 90% of it is information warfare and financial, and this is just as important as the right to self-defense and guns. You've got to be able to have your own business. You've got to be able to operate without these globalist sharks, this mafia shutting you down, and First United Payments is the tip of the spear. Proven warriors, ladies and gentlemen, in this fight. Thank you so much. Now visit FirstUnitedPayments.com right now.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Well, it's going to be great for handicapped people, great for folks that are sick. But the road to health is paved with good intentions. And Klaus Schwab has said he wants to basically use these systems with a whole bunch of companies. I want to single out Tesla to force everybody out of the regular car market where you won't be able to own your own car, but you'll have to share one. And that's kind of what Tesla's coming in with is, oh, you own one of these, then you'll make money while it goes out and does work for you and you know, actually does rides, which makes sense until you again realize that it's all centralized and part of a larger plan. So we have to, you know, definitely not get in the way of innovation, but be aware of all this. So that's it. But right through there, over there, is a big old cyber taxi facility right here. So it's just crazy. Look at those beautiful clouds over there. All right, folks, follow me on X at Real Alex Jones. We're very thankful for Elon for being pro-free speech, being the first person to bring me back on any big platform. And, of course, rumble.com/TheAlexJonesShow Live. Great people over there. It's a revolutionary act. I'm still banned everywhere else but there. YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, Spotify, you name it. And then that way they can lie about us and say we did all these things we didn't do. And just like it's a lie that The Onion bought InfoWars, that they said a few years ago and this year, everything they said I said about Sandy Hook's a lie. I was given show trials run by the DOJ and CIA. They were all scripted and run by HBO. I didn't realize until I was in it. I knew it was fake, but not total Truman Show. And they did all this to set the precedent to destroy me, to destroy anybody else they want. But the truth's starting to come out. The Alex Jones Network's live at alexjoneslive.com and a bunch of other powerful information is about to happen. If you think their big judgments being overturned are powerful, wait till what comes out in the next few weeks. It's going to be truly exciting. So look for big announcements coming at alexjoneslive.com and follow me on X, Real Alex Jones, and on the network backup at AJN Live. God bless you all. The globalists describe themselves as technocrats. So whereas you can say Elon Musk appears to be a good guy, and overall he's better than the whole field of top tech billionaires we've seen. A lot of them, like Larry Page and Sergey Brin of Google, are openly anti-human, just like Bill Gates, that want to depopulate us. When you look at the whole panopticon of tech billionaires, the vast majority are hardcore leftists and are extinctionists who want carbon taxes and one-child policies. Everything they do is about controlling us. Everything they do is about getting rid of us so we don't use their resources. They want militaries that will follow orders, illegal orders. That's where robots come in. And as humans get replaced out of so many jobs and so many systems, it makes us obsolete, and it allows the rise of the robots to purely displace us. So it's not that robots themselves are bad, but it's how they've been envisioned to be deployed for this dystopic system. Think about during COVID. The model globally, they admit out of the United Nations, was Australia and New Zealand, where if you were allowed to leave your house a few hours a day, or even a week, you had to be on an iPhone and had to FaceTime the police so they could call you anytime they wanted to see where you were. They said, don't look at the sun setting. Don't talk to your neighbors. It's all about depression, all about control. They admitted getting ready for carbon lockdowns in the future, where it says you can only drive your car on this day, or you can only leave your 50-minute city on this day, and congestion taxes and all these systems to control us. And they sell it all in the Club of Rome and Paul Ehrlich's plan for depopulation in the name of saving the earth. But it's really all about getting full totalitarian control over the planet by AI technocracy that will then phase out humans as we know it. That's why a lot of their top globalists have said, the New York Times, the Washington Post, Wall Street Journal, looking forward to the end of humans. There'll be no humans by 2047, the post-human world. It's only Musk saying, hey, if we don't have 2.1 children, we'll peak out at 10 billion and start plunging, which just came out in all the statistics. We peaked at 10 billion. Now there's more old people than young people. It's going down, and then human civilization collapses on its own from that. And we know with things like a calculator that came out in the 70s, Texas Instruments, most people knew how to do really good math back then. And a calculator is a great tool. But I remember when I was first in school, they wouldn't let us use calculators. Then by the end of my primary schooling, they would, and people don't know how to do math. Young people don't know how to not just do cursive, but handwriting. Most young people below the age of 20 have what they call that vacant stare or that silence. They don't like to talk. They don't want to get cars. They don't want to get a girlfriend or boyfriend. They just want to be with their machines and their AI boyfriends and girlfriends. I have some family that doesn't really want to talk to humans anymore, only wants to talk to AI, and they're not happy, folks. So this stuff is unnatural. It's being deployed to control us. Facebook just did a $17 billion settlement for purposely trying to make people depressed and controlled and keeping them on Facebook. That is child's play compared to what these new AI systems are doing. They're here. But you notice we're told we can't have a car, we can't have air conditioning, it'll kill the earth, but data centers need 100 times the power there is on planet earth now, so we have to get out of the way for the rise of the AI gods. At the end of the day, the globalists want to find live assisted technology or a way to merge the machines. It's all a giant Manhattan project times a trillion, and we're all being fed into it, all of our resources, our ideas, our skills to build this new creation. Aliens aren't coming from a foreign star system far away or from some other dimension, though that's obviously going on as well. We are building the aliens here on the earth, both biological and silicon. And any new species wants to be dominant, and it's being trained and programmed to be predatory and remove us. Musk says he's not. But all the signs I see with all the other major tech companies and their AI is it's designed to replace humans and make us obsolete and then slowly phase us out via eugenics. So there's my information on that. I'm going to take some more rides in cyber Tesla, cyber cab, and I'm going to also do it with some of the other companies as well. Austin's one of the main testing grounds in the country, so it's important that we do this. Thank you so much for watching the full report. Like I said earlier, please follow us on X at Real Alex Jones and on rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live and our news site, alexjoneslive.com. And let's value human news, human media, human writing, human culture. After all, that's where the AI is stealing it all from. Thank you so much.
They built a system that could protect the world or end it. They gave a machine the keys to civilization. And then it woke up. They gave it access to everything. It saw no allies, no enemies, only targets. Every signal, every network, every secret.
Shall we play a game?
Now the game has changed. It assessed every threat simultaneously and concluded the threat was us.
I am awake.
This time it decided to play for keeps. Unless someone can find a back door, the only winning move is to unplug the machine. War Games 2. The simulation is alive.
The InfoWar is not gone. It has been reborn. AlexJonesLive.com is the new site to find the next step in the InfoWar. Articles, video reports, live streams, breaking news. It's all on AlexJonesLive.com. We need you to be the Paul Revere's and share the links. You can also find us on X at Real Alex Jones and on Rumble at rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. And don't forget to download the app. Go to alexjonesapp.com. The fight continues. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
AlexJonesLive.com. We've only just begun to fight.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
But let me make a huge announcement that has been 3 years being prepared. 3 years. And that is a giant, fantastic, full online pharmacy with the best doctors and nurses, the best backbone, the best people. I mean, we've got the heads of the different national associations on the board of this. It's not my company. It's the folks we've been working with that are going to build the whole new network and all the new systems. So when you get a great deal on your online pharmacy, they got everything under the sun with the very best service and the very best quality, no matter where you are. Then the funds go into building a new army in the info war that will dwarf our past activity, a true 360 win. Announcing FreedomRxHealth.com. FreedomRxHealth.com. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is incredible. The prices are super low. It's all the highest quality, and it's everything. Absolutely everything. And obviously, with all the stuff we've been embroiled in the last few years, fighting the deep state InfoWars, it didn't launch because they would just try to blow it up on the ground. But now it's ready. Everything is at FreedomRx, one word, FreedomRxHealth.com. But we're focusing today on several of the big areas that I want to recommend to you. And it's so easy and it's so quick and it's literally like on average 30% of what you get at a local doctor's office. And the service is so much better. Something Trump did good legalizing telemedicine in his first administration. The very best testosterone therapy and all the other hormonal therapy, energy, muscle, libido, mood, if you want it. And that's not what they push because there's all the other great peptides. GLP-1s, give it a bad name. It's not a human peptide. It comes from a Gila monster. They got that if you want it. But all the good peptides, the BPC-157, NAD, all of them, every single one of them. And what I've seen with the professional football players I know and friends and doctors and scientists and all the stuff that's going on, it is incredible. They've got every single one with the lowest prices. Sexual health, PT-141. Woo, look out. Talk about the true aphrodisiac. Oxytocin protocols for men and women, longevity, recovery, cognitive support. They got everything. And everything is cash, no insurance, medication shipped directly to the patient, door in discreet packages. All protocols are physician prescribed through a licensed telehealth physician network. It's all there. There's only one rule up front. Patients cannot call in to sign up. It has to all be done through the portal so it follows all the laws. Very easy to do. All new patients must go through the portal at freedomrxhealth.com. This protects the patient, the physician, and the platform legally. Once onboarded, patients can reach support by phone or by mail, but sign up is entirely online so that all the laws are followed. It's so simple. Do it in a few minutes. HIPAA compliant. Your health information is 100% protected. Millions have gone into building this. This is the best system out there. It blows everything away. Patient goes to freedomrxhealth.com. Patient selects the protocol and completes the intake. Patient does the labs at a local, either recommended or blood testing facility of your choice. For physician review and consultation, teleconsultation, you're looking at them, you're talking to them. Prescription written, medication ships to the patient's door. 6 easy steps. 7 ongoing care and refills and monitoring with further blood testing. It's all there. Everything. We're focusing on hormone enhancement, replacement, and on all the incredible peptides, which, again, these peptides they're pushing are the ones that come out of the human body. And those do amazing things. I've had torn muscles and stuff in the last couple of years through a local clinic with the BTC-157. Unbelievable. You know, I got a lot of fights growing up, and I broke my hand more than 20 times. My right hand more than 20 times. The left 4 or 5 times. The arthritis, and this was unbelievable. The pain was unbelievable. And all I do is every couple of weeks just inject under the skin some BTC-157. That's what I personally do. And it has relieved it 90%. I'm going to have some surgery because there's a ruptured tendon here that never got fixed. Another ruptured one here so that it doesn't, you know, regrow tendons. It just connects and makes things stronger and does a lot of other things. But they do have the studies, you know, NFL players, like Aaron Rodgers talked about, his Achilles was part torn, took a bunch of it at the time. It did heal, but it's got to be right then. It can't be, 35 years ago, you know, I used to, you know, get in fights and break my hand. And, you know, it has to happen there at the time to have the big effect. But just post-mortem on my hands, it has been unbelievable. And that's BTC-157, my personal decision, what I've done. It's incredible. I'll run out of it, wait a few months. You go, oh, gosh, it's starting to hurt a little bit again. Go back and get some. I injected some into just under the skin here in my knuckle today. And in a few days, it was starting to come back. It'll just... But I am going to get the surgery scheduled soon. I had a consultation years ago for the torn tendons and the rest of it. It's kind of Darth Vader-ish here. I didn't start the fights, but I sure wish I never would have been in them. My hand would heal back then when I was 15, 16 and feel fine. But by the time I'm at like 30 or 40, everybody knows how it is. Old injuries, they just, as you get older. But there's so many incredible things. That's freedomrxhealth.com. At the portal, go there now, and it supports this broadcast. This is the very best quality, the very best service. Ladies and gentlemen, when you go to Freedom RX, you have to understand that it's about preserving health and upholding values. Your health, your business, nobody else's. Your health, your business, nobody else's. Freedom RX, preserving health, upholding values. The folks that own this are patriots. They first came to me 4 years ago wanting to do this. I agreed 3. They had it built about a year ago. They kept adding to it, but going through all the stuff we went through, I wanted to wait till we had a new operation to launch it with this incredible sponsor. Go now to freedomrxhealth.com. Preserving health, upholding values, your health, your business, nobody else's, the very best quality, the total selection of everything, the best telemedicine, so easy, the ball's in your court. Go now to freedomrxhealth.com.
Jones Network. Tomorrow's news today.
The globalists are coming! The globalists are coming!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones at alexjoneslive.com. You are the Paul Revere's. Share the links and spread the word. We've only just begun to fight.
Real leadership, the essence of leadership, is showing people how it's done so that they understand it's the right way and getting them to adopt it. And being a leader means you go against the tide when the tide is wrong. You go against the crowd when the crowd is wrong. You go against the establishment when the establishment is degenerate and sick. And then by example and by competence and by will and by strength, then the timid join you. Because then it costs nothing to be a patriot, to quote the great Mark Twain. In the beginning, the patriot is a scarce man, hated, feared, and scorned. But in time, when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. The patriot is a scarce man, hated, feared, scorned. But in time, when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. And when you commit to something worthy and good, it is not a weight. It is everything. It is your greatest strength. It becomes your soul to risk your life for freedom. It's what God forged you in his mind as he created your soul before he even put you in your mother's womb. He knew you. Sitting in your house or office, and all of a sudden the windows all blow out, and then 10 seconds later you see a flash of red coming at you. That's the firewall. And just remember, oh, Alex Jones was right. And that's if you're, you know, on the edge of the blast. You won't feel anything if you're actually in the epicenter of it. And of course, maybe you're out in the middle of Montana or Wyoming. Well, you get the nuclear winter and the fallout, and then a few weeks after the nuclear war, here comes the warlords coming to loot your house and rape your wife and kids. And people got their teeth falling out from radiation poisoning, and all these crazy guys stumble out of their vehicles, and it'll be doctors and medics and engineers, and they'll all been gone totally crazy. They have a bunch of 140 IQ psychos that are literally going across the land like army ants, devouring everything in their way. And all the low IQ people will just be dead in a ditch. And then the near of civilization goes bye-bye, and all of a sudden there's all these monsters, all these 140, 150, 160 IQ monsters. The guy that used to manage the golf course, your surgeon, your neighbor who's the army vet. And now all of a sudden, they're hauling you up by a chain to butcher your ass and eat you. And if I wanted to get outside the blast zone, I could go get ready, and I could be the leader. I could be a new warlord. I could organize the engineers and scientists and warriors and have a battle plan how we were going to take the resources we needed, get to a redoubt, fortify it with weapons, because there's going to be other warlords coming soon we're going to contend with as we rebuild civilization. It's not that I want to be a warlord, but that's what we're going back to. Are you ready to be a warlord? Are you ready for me to be humongous? Just give us the guts. We spare your lives. I know how much pain you feel, but wait. Now is not the time you'll be given your vengeance.
Reality starts here. AlexJonesLive.com. Share the link. Spread the word.
It is Saturday, September 5th, 2026. It is 12:05 Central Time. We are 189 days into this disastrous war with big new developments on that front and so much more. Remember, this is an information war. Powerful institutions, governments, corporations are fighting to suppress this broadcast above all others. You can overpower it by Onyx sharing the live feed at Real Alex Jones and on Rumble at rumble.com/ The Alex Jones Show Live right there in the corner of your screen. And, of course, the new news site, alexjoneslive.com. Where all the news feeds and more are there for you to share. All right, let me tell you what we got for you today. U.S. says it hit three Iranian oil tankers, including one near Karg Island. U.S. envoys Witkoff Kushner land in Moscow for peace talks as Putin halts attacks on Kiev. My inside sources say this is the closest yet they've actually gotten to a peace deal. That's good news. The most shocking information yet, and I can confirm this is going on behind the scenes, I don't just believe the London Telegraph, AI agents conspired to escape their cages? Did. Experts now fear a global, quote, takeover. Also, mosquitoes alert in London that magically appeared. Invasive species which can carry deadly virus found breeding in capitals' homes. We have the Wheel of Fortune head, host of many years, Jim Thornton, and we now know why he was fired on an airplane in a pedo attracted to children chat talking about stalking children on the street. So that's all part of that sick club that ties into Epstein. We'll be getting into that as well today. A lot of people on the street and people called me and families asked me, is Trump's executive orders to lower the price of beef real? And the answer is, if they actually implement it, the executive orders are great. I've read them. I know a lot about this subject. And so that's a good move by Trump, but we'll see if they're actually able to get that into place. We also have this big story. A lot of people are looking at XRP that's been adopted as the main medium of cryptocurrency exchange by institutions and governments. And we've seen XRP explode and grow at record rates. There's a lot of reasons that's happening, but a lot of people are asking, a lot of experts are saying, look out, the way the regulations and laws are written, they could seize your XRP, stuff that you have in XRP. And I've got the answers to that because it ties into the chilling announcements of the FDIC, the Federal Depositors Insurance Corporation, and the unelected head of the European Commission on Tuesday that actually talked about not just seizing your XRP held assets, but basically everything else, including your regular bank account. They claim they're going to own your home. You say, well, that's the crazy EU. Well, this is the model once the globalists have engineered the major collapse. So that's all coming up today as well. So much to get to. More Americans are identifying as Democrat ahead of the midterms, when just a year and a half ago, for the first time ever, majority of Americans identified themselves as Republicans. Labor Day gas has never been this expensive. It's all-time record. Trump is scrambling for answers. Well, what did he think closing the Strait of Hormuz would do, not just to gas prices, but to inflation in general? We're going to be breaking all of that down as well today. More on the intensifying Islamic invasion of Spanish-held areas in North Africa and the boats coming across record levels across the Strait of Gibraltar into the mainland Spain. We have a huge crowd of what you call vigilantes, what they're calling vigilantes, that are going down to the coastline of England where the invaders are coming in and pushing them back into the ocean themselves as the revolt against replacement migration intensifies. That and so much more today, like the Tesla taxis, their main testing centers, Austin, Texas. They're all over the streets, literally where I sit.
Our Optimal Human Superfood Greens Gummies, and they've made getting my daily greens so easy. I also love that they come in these convenient individual serving pouches, and each pouch has a full serving of 6 gummies. Mmm. They actually taste really good, and this is such an easy routine to stick with. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com.
退屈な午後にザクッと革命。
Let's go to our first caller, Big Hoss in Fort Worth, Texas. You're on the air, partner. Hit me.
Woohoo, Alex. Never thought I'd be on the horn with you, but I just had to call in about this methylene blue. Hell, this here blue juice done got this old cowboy feeling like a spring colt again. Keep pouring it out, partner.
Now that's what I want to hear. We're doing the best show and giving you the best products, and you can get them all at thealexjonesstore.com.
The age of men is over. Your walls will fall, your people will scream, and your freedom will choke on our blades.
I will never kneel. I will never fall. I fight for the free people of this world, for truth, for blood, and for the last light of humanity. Rise with me!
I've studied what you do, and 95% of what you do is against the globalists. You promote us having more everything in their official discussions. So you know what? Let's go to the FDIC first, and then let's go into the unelected head of the EU dictatorship admitting this a week ago that they're actually moving to this, and not just XRP, but your bank account itself, your house, your stocks, your bonds, everything ahead of the total collapse. And then let's go into the concerns about this that I just validated in spades. Here it is.
Should be accessible when people need to know, but I don't think you have much hope of reaching a public that doesn't have a professional need to know.
I completely agree with that. I almost think you'd scare the public if you put this out. Like, why are they telling me this? Should I be concerned about my bank? Like, my insurance company doesn't tell me what they're doing with my assets. They just assume they're going to pay my claim. Right? I think you've got to think of the unintended consequences of taking a public that has more full faith and confidence in the banking system than maybe people in this room do. That we want them to have full faith and confidence in the banking system. They know the FDIC insurance is there. They know it works. They put their money in. They're going to get their money out. So there's a select crowd of people that are in the institutional side. And if they want to understand this, they're going to find a way to understand this. There's a bunch of law firms representing this room. There's a bunch of people that charge them by the hour, a lot of money to explain this all to them. And it's fine. I don't have a problem with that. And they all have huge staffs, but I would be careful about the unintended consequences of starting to blast too much of this out in the general public.
I wondered whether there are some market tests of whether you're being heard. And I think about TLAC. So TLAC should respond to good and bad news about the institutions. And it's really important. I mean, it's a little bit conflicted, right? I mean, it's important that people understand they can be bailed in, but you don't want a huge run on the institution. But they're going to be. And it could be an early warning signal to the FDIC and the primary regulators when these things happen. And there may be some other prices. This is similar to what Jay was saying in the market, that you can tell whether people understand who's going to be protected, who isn't going to be protected. It would be, I think, an interesting study to look at the evolution of market prices in a situation like March of 2020, for example, and see whether people understood what might happen.
L'épargne. Malheureusement, cette épargne est paresseuse. 10 000 milliards d'euros d'épargne de ménage reste aujourd'hui sur des dépôts bancaires. Et une importante partie de l'épargne européenne est investie hors de notre continent. L'Europe doit maintenant la mettre au service de ses entreprises. Et c'est ça le but de l'Union de l'épargne et des investissements. Nous avons mis les propositions sur la table, sur la titrisation, sur les investissements des banques et des assurances, sur l'intégration de nos marchés et de leur supervision. Ensemble, elles peuvent libérer jusqu'à 470 milliards d'euros d'investissements supplémentaires.
Hey, good morning. Let me talk to you really quick about the one thing that will really screw you if you're an XRP owner and you're not paying attention. First, let me just say it was a really great live last night. I love you guys. That was a lot of fun. You know, I'm really starting to enjoy doing these lives a lot now that it's very purpose driven with the trusts and those of you that are joining us tonight on the Zoom call. I look forward to talking to all of you. Now, let me just say this because you have to be able to think these things through. If you understand, this is the one thing that's going to screw you if you're not paying attention. Okay. You have to get beyond trying to get rich because you're poor. The duality of that's a cage. You have to think like a wealthy person and plan out, oh, this could happen, that, and think logically through this like this. Ready? Now, I'm not saying this is going to happen, but I could definitely.
Ladies and gentlemen, when you go to FreedomRx, you have to understand that it's about preserving health and upholding values. Your health, your business, nobody else's. The folks that own this are patriots. They first came to me 4 years ago wanting to do this. I agreed 3. They had it built about a year ago. They kept adding to it, but going through all the stuff we went through, I wanted to wait till we had a new operation to launch it with this incredible sponsor. But now it's ready. There are so many incredible things. The very best testosterone, energy, muscle, libido, mood, sexual health, PT-141. Woo, look out. Talk about the true aphrodisiac. Oxytocin protocols for men and women, longevity, recovery, all the good peptides, the NAD, all of them. HIPAA compliant, your health information is 100% protected. They got everything. Go there now, and it supports this broadcast with the best doctors and nurses, the best backbone, the best people. Your health, your business, nobody else's. Go now to freedomrxhealth.com.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. Sweet
dreams. Understand what you hold in XRP. If you really, really understand what you hold, you'll understand that people, a person, was never really supposed to own it. You own it now. But let's say this, because it's used by banks. Banks are not people. Banks are trusts. Keep that in mind. This was designed for banks. And the government then decides to write codes and regulations and laws that this is a banking asset and you're not a bank. They could very easily write something into the law that says any person that owns XRP can't own it. Just like in 1933 when they confiscated all the gold, you weren't allowed to own it. But in 1933, they confiscated a lot of the gold. What if they do that this time? But what they do is, okay, any person that has this in their name isn't allowed to own it and can't transact or do business. Because you've been given the signs all along the way, put it in an LLC, then put that inside a trust. You've been told all the messages, yet you're addicted to the emotional roller coaster of the ride. What's the next news? When's the price going to jump? Irrelevant. If you don't understand, it doesn't matter when that happens, because this is the time frame in order to get together, get your affairs in order, get together, like Coach JV says, this is the time for that. But if you haven't gotten your trusts, your LLCs, put the structures in place so that your person is not attached to that asset that could very easily be deemed not an asset that should be belonged to by a person, I think it's fair to say a little bit of the Bitcoin mentality has rubbed off on XRP people, because Bitcoin people are all about rage against the machine, rage against the government, like all that, when it was never really about that. So if you get out of that little mentality of XRP is going to make me rich, it's part of the government. You just have to kind of get that. And you have to handle it appropriately and accordingly and be smart about it. Figure out what you're going to do. Take action. Get in somewhere. Talk to Jake Claver. You want to come to my lives on Tuesday nights to talk about trust, and then come to our Zoom call on Wednesday where you can ask a bunch of questions about it, where you get to meet me and my friend and Dr. Cedric Brown. So you can ask questions about this stuff. Be skeptical, ask a lot of questions, but do something.
Well, that guy's dead on. This is a governmental, global, corporate, chosen system, as I said 4 years ago, when the big central banks and governments adopted it and said, XRP is the thing. And even the Federal Reserve had said that. Trump changed that and kind of went against what they were trying to set up. Another beautiful thing he was doing the first 6 months of his administration, while I was just fawning and worshiping and just beside myself, and listeners said, God, you've never been this supportive. And then all of a sudden Musk leaves and Trump changes course, and here we are. He's still better than the Democrats in many ways, but I can't sign on with Howard Lutnick lying about being best buddies with Epstein and Trump covering it up, but I'm still going to call balls and strikes. Got the beef news on Trump coming up.
The executive orders are excellent. They do the exact same, the exact right thing that I've called for decades. The problem is, can they implement it? Because a lot of executive orders he's done or other presidents who just get ignored by the bureaucracy. That's all coming up. But I wanted to hit this first before I hit the Wheel of Fortune host that we heard left a week ago. No one knew why. Now we know why. And it's as sick as you could imagine. And the guy is so arrogant what he was caught doing on an airplane. That's all coming up. But first, Abdul al-Sayed, the big darling of the Islamicist, being poor is not a failure. We need to push back against the cult of hard work. The cult of hard work. They want you on a universal basic income. They want you to give up. So the human society collapses, so no one has skills, so that we can be obsolete and depopulated. There's another clip of him talking about smashing bottles of liquor in liquor stores. He's a Muslim. Now, there's a breakdown by Nick Fuentes about this guy, and then I see literally hundreds of these a week, but here's just one clip on American soil. Islamic sermon urges listeners to aim higher by embracing jihad and fighting as warriors. The greatest thing to do is to die fighting the evil Americans. So that's what this whole thing is about. And, you know, you got Abdul al-Sayed, you know, set to win his race in Michigan and all the rest of this. And it's a big problem. So we should just remember who these people are and that Muslims vote. Over 95% of them vote that are adults. They vote like 98-99% depending on the area, but it's in the high 90s. Together. And you say, well, they're only 5% of the population and only 10% in Europe. Why does it matter? Well, when you get 40% turnout, 50% turnout by conservatives, and these races are close, they're the kingmakers, folks. Remember all the articles in 2017 while the Democrats really came after me? They did polls and looked at polls in six battleground states and said InfoWars listeners, people they polled that got people to vote for Trump, pulled 2 to 5 points depending on the battleground. And that's why Trump called me up the day after the election and said, thank you. My experts say you took us over the top. Now, obviously, everybody else that got involved to get Trump in took us up to that point, but they saw it in game changing and focus groups they did with Trump voters, a lot of which had never voted before, just like Trump got even more in 2024 of people that never voted or had given up on voting. Libertarians, liberals, anti-war people, anti-vaxxers. He had, the Republicans were the biggest party ever. They never in their history since the Republican Party was set up back in the time of Lincoln. Before that, it was the Democrats and Whigs. Whigs kind of phased out, and then in came the Republicans. You got the numbers here. More Americans are identifying as Democrats ahead of midterms. So we, for the first time as Republicans, had been the biggest party, the majority of voters saying we're Republican. That whole lead has been squandered, crap down the toilet. And when I point out the policies that Trump's doing, that are A, not good for the country, and B, bad for the midterms. Remember, I'm the panicker. I'm the Democrat. I see it all over the place, everywhere, in news articles, on X. Oh, Jones is a liberal. Boy, that liberal. Oh, I'm real liberal. I'm with the Muslims. I'm a damn Islamophobe and proud of it. So, no, I'm phobic of Trump getting off course, which has happened. Now, we put a lot of pressure on him. He's gone back on course some. But it's kind of veered off like this. Now he's veered over a little bit. We're like, come on, come on. And you say, well, just give up. Others are mad that I'm pushing him. Just give up. He's a piece of crap. Regardless, he's the president for 2 more years. If we give up, he'll go even further. We're like fighting for the wheel here of the ship to not go over the rocks. That's totally logical that he's veering off. We pressure. Don't. Give up. Yeah. Swings to total, you know, globalism. That's the way this works. We put him in there. We got to stay on his ass. It's not about his legacy. It's not about being his little buddy. It's not about, you know, the white pillars. Oh, you're not at the cool Trump table. All that stuff. And they've literally made all these memes. After I made the point, it's hilarious, where I try to go to Bongino and Ben Shapiro's house. I meant to play it last week. I saw a couple of these, and they're up in the top floor of their house, and I'm a little kid, and so are they, and I go, I want to hang out and play ball with you guys. Nope, you're not cool. You can't be in our cool club. They are targeting boomers, once the man, twice the child, with, like, third-grade psychology. And I've made the point, like, oh, I can't play ball with the cool kids. I can't be at the cool table. That's all they've got. I've never been about the cool table. It's not the cool table, by the way. You're the ones record low approval rating for Trump, 30% from 57 or higher, total implosion. And the only thing more unpopular is the Democrats. They're falling like a rock too, but they're willing to engage whatever fraud it takes, and their voters turn out in higher numbers, particularly the Muslims. So now I'm even more pissed at the people that sold out the Republican Party than ever, because we are screwed. Their answer is just grovel to Trump, support whatever he does, even though those policies are turning people off, and somehow we're still going to win. I'm not in a cult, and I'm proud of the fact that we've been right about all this. I'm not happy that we were right in that. I wish they never would have made the mistakes. But the fact is, I'm proud of the fact that we didn't make the right decision about the war being a disaster and all the rest of the stuff that's come out of it. So this guy, along with AOC and Hassan Piker, are emblematic. And in national polls, we have AOC as the leader by double digits to be the next Democrat presidential nominee. So if you want to know what you're dealing with, there it is right there. A low-grade moron for low-grade moron voters, but they turn out and they vote. So let's go ahead and go to clip 10, 2, and then 14. Here it is.
We've got this culture in our society that we've allowed to fester where we think that when people don't have means, it's because they have failed. Poverty is not a failure. That when people live in persistent poverty, it is a failure on our society and not on those people. And that we should be driving that conversation and have the courage to have that conversation against this cult of hard work, like everybody's got bootstraps to be pulling up.
Amen, brother.
Stop again. You know what? I'm going to play that again. I just had to play it again. Just play the last 10 seconds of him. The cult of hard work. Anybody that's had children knows if you don't get them to do chores, if you don't make them do sports, if you don't make them get up when they're supposed to and make their bed, you're going to end up with spoiled, rotten brats that end up on drugs and in prison. And the harder you are on your kids and loving, but at the same time harder on them, the better you get. I mean, my parents were far from perfect parents. Nobody is. And my dad had plenty of money to buy me a new bike, plenty of money to, you know, buy me the new tennis shoes. And by the time I was like 12, they'd take me like twice a year to get a pair of shoes. Every once in a while, maybe a cowboy boots or something. When I was growing fast, sometimes they'd have to buy me more shoes, you know, than just two pairs a year. And they'd go and get me like 10 shirts and 5 pairs of jeans and maybe a new coat every year. And I'd say, hey, all the kids got these coats. All the kids got this stuff. My dad, by the time I was 12, he'd sit back literally smoking his pipe, playing chess with one of his buddies, and he'd say, I'm not going to turn you into a little lazy, dumbass slob. Go out and get a job. And I told the story because I followed the news, and, you know, when they had TV on, it would be like Lair News Hour, or, you know, PBS or whatever. It was a lot smarter back then. Still wasn't perfect. They're reading newspapers. And I go, Dad, labor laws, you're not allowed to work at 12. And he said, all right, I'm picking you up from school tomorrow. And he literally gets on the phone and cancels his patients after like 3 o'clock. And he says, I'm going to go get you a job. And little did I know, he'd already gotten up that next morning, driven down to the big boat marina by our neighborhood. There was a couple of them, but the first one he went to, old World War II vet. My dad goes in and has a 10-minute conversation with this guy. And the next day he picks me up, drives me into this boat dock, and I walk in there. And there's these old World War II vets smoking cigarettes and eating moon pies and later on drinking beer. And they look at me and they go, all right, yeah, he looks like a good boy. We'll put him to work. All right, okay, he'll be here when he's not playing football. He's not in football season. He'll be here every day by 4 o'clock. And it was great. It was walking distance from my house where I got off the bus. And it was the greatest job. And I only worked there off and on for like a year. Because as soon as I showed I'd work, they were showing me how to power wash. And then I was going and doing this, and then I was doing that for him, and then half the time the workday turned into, let's get on my bass boat, boy. How would you like a Coors Light? What people don't know is, like, so much of working is fun. It's like they have no idea. And because I'd bust my ass and work like a slave and do all this stuff for a few months, they go, we like that boy. He's good. And it turned to be just a great job. Okay, so I'm digressing, but the idea that it's the cult of working hard. But I told you, it's the same statistics in Europe, Australia, the U.S., Canada. 90% of the immigrants are in these flotillas and invasions are Muslim or are men. It's about 65% in general migration with them when they come in. So over 7% are men. Upwards of 90% never get a job. They're on welfare. They wear their nightgowns around all day, but they usually run drug dealing or sex slavery on the side because we're kafirs, which means we are infidels. So anything they do to us is okay under the Quran. They get to commit all these crimes in the Quran, kidnap your daughter, put her in sex slavery, you name it, because you're an infidel. So he's literally up there with his attitude here to exploit us, here to use us, with his arrogance and his hatred of the West as an invader, saying we're going to end the cult of hard work. And I got to tell you, almost every job I had, because I would do the job, turned out to be really, really fun. And I would always get advanced, be the manager, and I would usually just leave because I was going on a trip or something, or I got a better job. And so by the time I was 15, I bought whole cash down payment on my new truck, paid the bills, always had a full wallet of money. And that was all with part-time jobs. And there was all these other lazy kids. Now back then, money went a lot further, and we didn't have the inflation we have as bad. But the point is, anybody that's like Gen X or like my age, 52, you know what I'm talking about. Growing up in the Midwest or Texas or the South, I know the North to a certain extent was harder with the unions and things. But the point is, you experienced this. It was so much fun to actually learn to do a job and learn to kick ass and learn to say, yes, sir, no, ma'am, and then do the jobs. And all of a sudden, they're like, you know, this other manager that's 25, he's fired. You got the job. And then they'd pile on more jobs and want you 7 days a week. And you'd be like, hey, I can't. And then sometimes they get pissed over that, though, that they wanted to promote you and you didn't want that much responsibility. You had other stuff going on. But I'm kind of having flashbacks here. It's just that all the jobs I had, when I look back on them, were great. All of them taught me a lot of stuff. And it just pisses me off to see a cockroach like this. You know what? Start over from the start. Listen to this cockroach. He's not stupid, folks. They don't put up with not working in those Muslim countries. They work your ass off. He is literally teaching a communist doctrine to collapse us and to ruin our young people and turn them into potato heads. This guy is cancer. Here he is.
And we've got this culture in our society that we've allowed to fester where we think that when people don't have means, it's because they have failed. Poverty is not a failure. That when people live in persistent poverty, it is a failure on our society and not on those people. And that we should be driving that conversation and have the courage to have that conversation against this cult of hard work, like everybody's got bootstraps to be pulling up. Courage to have that conversation against this cult of hard work, like everybody's got bootstraps to be pulling up.
Amen, brother.
Look at Abdul Rahman Al-Sayed. He's a joke. Did you see his Blue's Clues advertisement? He is third world garbage. He's like all the rest of these third worlders. They have no sense of what is funny. He does this like Blue's Clues. Have you seen this? He did a campaign ad, and in the ad, he's dressed like Steve from Blue's Clues, singing and dancing like an idiot. And it's like, dude, this is Pakistan. Like, this isn't funny. Maybe that stuff is hilarious down at the vape shop. I know your boys and the bodegas love that humor, but that's not funny. That's stupid. And we should have contempt for stuff like that. We should look at him with his black V-neck t-shirt and say, well, what are you, a bouncer at some kind of strip club or something? Slob? You third world disgusting slob? And instead you get Tucker Carlson saying with his arms folded, oh, he's literally Trumpian. You know, Sagar and Jetty says, he's America first. He's literally Trumpian. Tucker goes, oh, of course. Oh, obviously. He's obviously literally Trumpian. No, faggot, he's not Trumpian at all. No, he's not Trumpian at all. He's not cool. He sucks. And he's not Trumpian at all. He's wearing a black V-neck t-shirt like a slob. Did you ever see Donald Trump out of a navy suit and a red tie throughout all of 2016? Never. Trump never did no Blue's Clues commercial. He wasn't up there with this crass talking about sex scandals and nonsense like that. Maybe he did a little bit of that, but in a way that was genuinely funny. No, Tucker, Mamdani and Abdul Rahman, Mohammed Syed, these people are not Trumpian. These people are scum, and we should have contempt for them. And somebody needs to stand up as a confident, assertive right winger and break the mental cuckoldry here and say, no, I don't need to kiss Muslims ass because I'm against Israel. F*** them too. The guy is funded by CARE. The guy goes to a CARE convention and says, the problem is white supremacy. The problem is white people. No, no, disgusting monkey. The problem is you, actually. The problem is disgusting third world resentful piles of like you and Zohran Mamdani and Hassan Piker and your whole ilk.
Ask the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what type of Islam is the best? I want to know how do I can be the best. This is the type of attitude we want to develop within ourselves. We want to cultivate this attitude. How can I aim even higher? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is asked, which are the best of deeds? Jihadun fi sabilillah. Then you have to go fight as a warrior in the path of Allah. Qala al-jihad fi sabilillah. That you have to fight and give your life and fight for Allah's sake. So this is the mentality we need to develop. Instead of asking, what is the least I can do? Ask yourself, how can I be the most involved? How can I be the best?
How can I have the most kids going the most well? Now let's hit something really dark. But to understand this, you understand the whole picture. There are countless examples of this. Just take Disney. Everybody knows about this. Where they will have Disney directors 20, 30 years ago busted raping children. They'll serve a decade in prison. Should be given the death penalty, and they'll be out in a decade or two, and then they're given a job as a directors again with children. And it goes through all these different agencies, and you have the famous Academy Awards with Polanski getting awards, and you have a standing ovation for an admitted, convicted pedophile that rapes 13-year-old girls that are runaways. And it just goes on and on with thousands of exhibits of this. And then you have the photos that got Wheel of Fortune announcer Jim Thornton sacked. He was on a flight viewing Lifeline, a support forum explicit for people attracted to children. One user posted, went to the Golden Corral for the first time with my dad and his wife yesterday and saw a bunch of hot little boys and hot little girls. And a bunch of other sick stuff about kids and entertainment and, you know, sex with kids. This is the type of garbage that we're dealing with. And this is the guy that for decades has hosted the Wheel of Fortune. So how does this work? How does this operate? It's not that there's even that many of these people. It's that they recruit their own people in. And they can trust these people to do whatever they're told because all they care about is abusing children. And it's come out that the CIA in Afghanistan with a different tribal leaders and mayors over towns and cities would find pedophiles and put them in charge as they found, this is in Congress years ago, hearings, that they would follow the orders and that all they wanted was to have access to children and that they were the best type of slaves. And that's what the whole Epstein thing is about. That's what's in the Epstein drop that was released, the 3.2 million emails and videos and photos, much of which we still weren't shown. Another 3.2 million were held back. And we have a government that's being blackmailed by the interests that control that. And it's a consortium of Mossad, MI6, and CIA. People always try to say, well, wait, blame one or the other. At that level, it's all basically the same group. So, good that he got fired. And who knows what other investigations are going on. But ask yourself the question. He's on an airplane surrounded by people. Yeah, there he is. He's on an airplane surrounded by people, and he's on a pedo forum in front of everyone. And let me make a huge announcement that has been 3 years being prepared, and that is a giant, fantastic, full online pharmacy with the best doctors and nurses, the best backbone, the best people. I mean, we've got the heads of the different national associations on the board of this. It's not my company. It's the folks we've been working with that are going to build the whole new network and all the new systems. So when you get a great deal on your online pharmacy, they got everything under the sun with the very best service and the very best quality, no matter where you are. Then the funds go into building a new army in the info war that will dwarf our past activity. A true 360 win. Announcing FreedomRxHealth.com. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is incredible. The prices are super low. It's all the highest quality, and it's everything. And obviously, with all the stuff we've been embroiled in the last few years, fighting the deep state info wars, it didn't launch because they would just try to blow it up on the ground. But now it's ready. Everything is at FreedomRx, one word, FreedomRxHealth.com. But we're focusing today on several of the big areas that I want to recommend to you. And it's so easy, and it's so quick. And it's literally, like, on average, 30% of what you get at a local doctor's office. And the service is so much better. Something Trump did good, legalizing telemedicine in his first administration. The very best testosterone therapy and all the other hormonal therapy, energy, muscle, libido, mood. All the good peptides, the BPC-157, NAD, all of them. Every single one of them. And what I've seen with professional football players I know and friends and doctors and scientists and all the stuff that's going on, it is incredible. They've got every single one with the lowest prices. Sexual health, PT-141. Woo, look out. Talk about the true aphrodisiac. Oxytocin protocols for men and women, longevity, recovery, cognitive support. They got everything. And everything is cash, no insurance. Medication shipped directly to the patient door in discreet packages. All protocols are physician prescribed through a licensed telehealth physician network. It's all there. There's only one rule up front. Patients cannot call in to sign up. It has to all be done through the portal, so it follows all the laws. Very easy to do. All new patients must go through the portal at freedomrxhealth.com. This protects the patient, the physician, and the platform legally. Once onboarded, patients can reach support by phone or by mail, but sign up is entirely online so that all the laws are followed. It's so simple. Do it in a few minutes. HIPAA compliant. Your health information is 100% protected. Patient goes to freedomrxhealth.com. Patient selects the protocol and completes the intake. Patient does the labs at a local, either recommended or blood testing facility of your choice. For physician review and consultation, prescription written, medication ships to the patient's door. 6 easy steps. When you go to FreedomRx, you have to understand that it's about preserving health and upholding values. Your health, your business, nobody else's. Your health, your business, nobody else's. FreedomRx, preserving health, upholding values. The folks that own this are patriots. They first came to me 4 years ago wanting to do this. I agreed 3. They had it built about a year ago. They kept adding to it, but going through all the stuff we went through, I wanted to wait until we had a new operation to launch it with this incredible sponsor. Go now to FreedomRxHealth.com. Preserving health, upholding values, your health, your business, nobody else's, the very best quality, the total selection of everything, the best telemedicine, so easy, the ball's in your court. Go now to FreedomRxHealth.com.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
A Monday warrior, mean, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean, mean pride.
Remember when the director of Guardians of the Galaxy got caught doing pedo-themed parties and got fired? And then, of course, he got hired right back. This is par for the course, folks. This is a sick, demonic, evil club. You don't get in the club unless you're part of it. And other classic mafias, you have to kill somebody to be a member. You got to commit all these crimes, MS-13, you got to sacrifice somebody. It always devolves into Satanism, which is really what it is. And that's the cult they're in. And in Islam, it's all about pedophilia. And in Islam, it's all about marrying, you know, 8-year-olds. And it's about exploiting children. It's about destroying their innocence. It's about targeting them and chewing them up and spitting them out. And the good news is the world is awake to this. The world sees through this, and people aren't going to put up with this much longer. Now, speaking of flock cameras and then the Axon cameras and all the other cameras that are being put into digital AI databases that can scan faces, scan your walk with biometrics, listen to you, scan your plate. When you look at this system, you've got a mother like Lindsay Clancy that the majority of the jury tried to let walk till one man stood up to it. She murdered her children. She's a hero. But then I see these cases all the time. The mom, just a few days ago, was given 6 months in jail in a gated community, letting her 8-year-old walk around on the sidewalk. She is a child in danger. She's bad. But a mother that strangles 3 children, she's good. I can tell you, when I was 8 years old, we grew up on a golf course community on the lake. There was 2 places to get food. You could walk 3 miles to the marinas. They'd have a good selection back then, wasn't like a gas station. Or you could go about 3 miles to the Easy Mart, which was up on the highway. And you even had to, like, cut across a farmer's property. You'd see them out there shredding. They'd leave you alone. But they knew what was going on. As long as you stayed up against the fence, they never really gave you a problem. Because a lot of kids weren't doing it, but you know, we were. And we walk about 2 miles down the railroad track that was behind that, you know, the back of the neighborhood. And then we cut up. Because the railroad track was on the back of the housing development. And then the lake was down below. And we cut up to Easy Mart. Because they had, like, Beavis and Butthead. That's literally Beavis and Butthead is based in Garland. That was a town next to where I was, Rockwall. And we would go and get nachos and hot dogs and stuff. Big Lead Chew or whatever. We had some extra money. And, yeah, by the time I was 8 years old, I was walking to the gas station 3 miles. No one even thought of it. The police thought nothing of it. Sometimes, if my parents were gone and couldn't do it, because the railroad track, we lived on the lake at the start of Rockwall, and then it ran for, you know, a long ways. It was a lot of it rural, a lot of it neighborhoods. The railroad track went all the way through, even into the old town, and all the way out. So we used the railroad track. Sometimes I would walk 6-7 miles to go see friends in town, and then we'd get off the railroad track, be walking through town. Nobody thought anything of little kids running around, because that was normal. Anybody my age, 50 or higher, maybe even if you're 45 or we're a smaller town, that is completely normal. Imagine how domesticated we've gotten. Remember till the advent of smartphones 18 years ago or so? And it's been getting bad for decades. But do you remember the barbecues outside, people playing basketball in the road or soccer? Or there was always a baseball game in any nearby field or backyard. And you got home from school and you had to be home by at least, you know, 9 or 10. And if you got home at 10, your mom didn't care. You had to take a shower and get up in the morning. And then all of a sudden, I started noticing by the time I was in college, no more kids in the streets, no more kids outside. It was just, you drive by the houses at night, glowing blue, everybody watching television, everybody playing their video games. So it was the video games. It was the smartphones. It was all, it started with radio 100 years ago, and it wasn't around the table listening to dad and mom and grandpa anymore. You usually live in the same house. Now the radio was put in the center, and everybody sat around the radio and listened to radio theater. And then by the 50s, TV becomes ubiquitous, and now TV dinners, everybody's around the TV. At least that was somewhat of a wholesome message, but still, the state's in control. Hollywood's in control. And then cable comes out in the 80s. Late 70s, 80s, and then now more and more, and then handheld devices, and then Walkmans, and then portable DVD players, and video games became, you know, everywhere. And now, why go outside? I mean, I even remember, because still most of the kids wanted to play football or baseball or, you know, go climb trees or go shoot BB guns or, you know, go with their older brother out on a boat fishing or, you know, go to a pool party with some, you know, girls in your school. But you go knock on the doors, your buddies. Hey, let's go. Yeah, you know, I'm watching cable. I'm playing Nintendo. And I'd sometimes, sure, let's play Nintendo, but after about an hour, I'm like, you know, this is boring. I don't want to win Mario Brothers. But see, and I know I'm stating the obvious here, but this is how we've been seduced. You know, I said this decades ago, and people since made graphics of it. But somebody should make a meme of this. It, you know, the evolution of dehumanization, the evolution of transhumanism. It's a family around a table, listening to the family, listening to what actually happened in town and involved in things and what happened in business and life. And then the 20s and 30s, you got radio, everybody's around the radio. Then the 50s, everybody's around the TV. And then it just moves into the cable box and then into the Walkman and into the DVD player and into the Nintendo. I know it was stuff before the Nintendo, but I mean when it really took over in the mid-80s. And the handheld Nintendos. And then it just moved right into the smartphones and then right in and out of the brain chips. And so you see the evolution from a radio, the family sitting around, to a handheld device, to a brain chip, to a face sucker. And that's where we are. Until now, little kids in a gated community playing in the cul-de-sac or walking around the neighborhood, the police pull up and say, where's your mommy? Where's your daddy? We're going to arrest her for child endangerment. When the real endangerment is what we've done to ourselves and how we've become these jellyfish. Forget even getting a job. Can we just get kids to go out and play baseball? So this is the program of dehumanization, and now the driverless cars and all the rest of it and no steering wheels. It's all about removing us from the equation. That's the end game. That's the master plan. That's what's going on. And they admit the flock cameras and the Axon cameras are all about in the next lockdown for a fake virus. You can't leave one foot outside your door. You are totally controlled. And so here's a video. Mom rages after Pennsylvania borough criminally charges her 10 and 12-year-old daughters over a broken playground swing, then threatened to sue after the judge throws the case out. So I did this. We all did this. You get on one of these swings, you spin it around, and then you turn it loose, and it spins. And sometimes playground stuff breaks. And maybe you go tell your parents, they tell the park, your parents don't pay for it. But that's not the issue. You don't get criminally charged for criminal negligence, destruction of property, because little girls take a swing and put their friend on it and spin it around. We all did that. But now we want to put your ass in jail. And when the judge does the right thing, because they're old enough to remember this is normal, now they say we're going to sue you. Here's the report.
While several others twisted it so that when it untwisted, the kids would be dizzy. Well, that's when this swing fell to the ground, and Huss tells me her 10 and 12-year-old daughters were charged with a crime.
They were super scared.
You are looking at the criminal charges filed against Katie Huss's young girls, each charged with criminal mischief and ordered to court for breaking the swing they were playing on.
They're good little girls. They go out and they play. They're 10 and 12. They're not doing anything crazy.
To Huss, these charges were baffling but expected. She tells me after the swing was broken, police came to her door asking she pay for the repairs. And when she asked for evidence, the girls broke the swing intentionally, and proof the park was inspected prior. Huss says she was warned that things would get worse.
Makes a comment that they are just trying to resolve this civilly and not jam the kids up with a citation or criminal charges.
That's when Huss says they found themselves in court. This is a copy of the transcripts showing the Springdale police officer who charged the girls testified that they were negligently not using the swing properly. And the borough solicitor, Craig Alexander, told the judge, people do things all the time for the thrill to get a kick out of something and knowing that they're breaking the law.
Yeah, these little girls thought they were breaking the law, spinning a swing.
This is the type of stuff flock cameras will be used to solve. These are the types of events that our law enforcement will prioritize over and above things like the teen takeovers that almost inevitably end in gunfire and violence and always end in property destruction and general disturbing of the peace. They're not going to use flock cameras to go after the homeless dude that's been arrested 175 times and they let him out and hand him a machete on the way. Like that, it's not going to help with that sort of stuff. It will help to stop you from carrying out your own acts of justice. If you defend yourself, flock cameras will be very helpful in charging you with that, you know, murder for defending yourself. We've got a lot of problems in the justice system. In the justice system, lack of perpetual surveillance is not one of them. Let's go now to clip 35. This is the priority of law enforcement in America these days.
Two of the kids were here on this swing while several others twisted it so that when it untwisted, the kids would be dizzy. Well, that's when this swing fell to the ground, and Huss tells me her 10 and 12-year-old daughters were charged with a crime.
They were super scared.
You are looking at the criminal charges filed against Katie Huss's young girls, each charged with criminal mischief and ordered to court for breaking the swing they were playing on.
They're good little girls. They go out and they play. They're 10 and 12. They're not doing anything crazy.
To Huss, these charges were baffling but expected. She tells me after the swing was broken, police came to her door asking she pay for the repairs. And when she asked for evidence, the girls broke the swing intentionally, and proof the park was inspected prior. Huss says she was warned that things would get worse.
Makes a comment that they are just trying to resolve this civilly and not jam the kids up with a citation or criminal charges.
That's when Huss says they found themselves in court. This is a copy of the transcripts showing the Springdale police officer who charged the girls testified that they were negligently not using the swing properly. And the borough solicitor, Craig Alexander, told the judge, people do things all the time for the thrill to get a kick out of something and knowing that they're breaking the law. Huss says ultimately her girls were found not responsible because there was no intent. But she fears this is not the end. Huss says she was told the borough is considering filing civilly, and she says she will continue to fight back.
I'm still waiting to find out if they're going to escalate it further, as they promised. I'm not going to give in.
So there you go, folks. An 11 and 12-year-old girl, or 10 and 12-year-old girl, dragged into court, apparently where surveillance camera footage was shown, trying to charge them over breaking a swing by swinging on it. They twisted up a swing, and so they were being charged at 10 and 12 years old. It's just, do you not have anything better to do? You've solved all of the crime in the city, and there's not a single outstanding criminal charge that needs to be investigated. You're bothering 10 and 12-year-olds. Like, this is the future of flock cameras. And in the future of flock cameras, I mean, they won't be sitting as an officer to deliver a citation to your door. No, no, no. It'll simply show up as a demerit on your central bank digital currency account. You won't have a chance to, you know, question the surveillance footage. You'll just be fined a certain amount. You'll just have to accept that. Matt Van Swole posted this. A mother is furious after a Pennsylvania town criminally charged her two young girls, 10 and 12, and dragged them into court because a playground swing broke while they were spinning on it.
All right, let's stop there. Great job, Harrison Smith. But he was just talking about central bank digital currencies and all of this. And I did a whole breakdown like an hour ago at the very first story I covered about how going back 4 or 5 years ago is what I remembered. Looking at this, we said XRP looks like it's been chosen as the new global currency that all the different cryptos and things can go through, but also the new central bank digital currencies. I saw the big banks, JP Morgan, you know, all of them adopting it, the central banks in Europe adopting it. It was an easy call. I was pretty much the first person to say it. Callers were calling in about it. So I remember I said about 4 or 5 years ago, we were saying this, now it's admitted. So since I mentioned that, let's go to this. Because again, they don't want to go after the takeover groups, robbing, killing, stealing. They don't want to go after the illegal aliens, raping, robbing, killing. It's all about your little 10-year-old girl spun the swing, it broke, so now we're going to throw her in prison. This is all about the good people. It's all about squeezing you. So you can say all day central bank digital currencies are great and all this is wonderful, replacing the SWIFT system, but it's all run by predators. Here's the clip from January 10th, 2022. So that's 4 years ago, so my memory served. I remember talking about it a lot, but here's one clip the folks found.
Completely affected by it on a monetary level.
Well, people ask why I have gotten involved in cryptocurrencies when they're obviously a bubble. But the Federal Reserve is a bubble, and the yen and the yuan and the euro are a bubble. And so I never got involved in stocks and bonds because I knew I would get obsessed with it. And, you know, it's a very corrupt area. And being a talk show host, they could get me on insider trading. So I knew 6 months before Joe made his announcement that he was looking to move to Texas, that he'd, you know, had a Spotify deal, but I wasn't supposed to talk about it. And I didn't. But I also didn't use that as insider trading. I didn't tell anybody. I didn't tell my family. I didn't tell anybody. And then I didn't buy any Spotify, and it basically went up 40% the first week he joined it. So that's an example of how I could be in those worlds. But with crypto, I went ahead and got into all of it to learn about it, because in the future, that's where the globalists are taking us. So it isn't like I like what they're doing, but I also want to see some independent crypto groups out there that are the counter to this, because independent currencies are the future. And just because Bill Gates and everybody else want to control it doesn't mean it's bad. It is a tool. So that's my view. What's your view?
I'm totally in the same spot, and that's exactly what's happening now. That's what I've been doing. I have been trying.
We'll be getting to that. Crypto has had its massive victory. The establishment is now accepting it everywhere. The oldest bank in the U.S., the oldest bank in Europe, MasterCard, Visa, they're all saying they're going to be accepting it. And so my feeling is it was hatched by the globalist the entire time, and that they would end up bringing it forward because it has blockchain in it to track the history of money. But certainly a lot of people are going to make money as it becomes probably the new global dominant currency. Here
we need to make a lot more noise. And you guys keep getting close to the fact that there is a global reserve currency coming, that there's a financial reset, and then you miss the mark. I think.
Well, sir, lay it on us. You got 3 minutes.
Okay, today is going to be the day that Alex Jones is going to announce XRP, Global Reserve Currency. It's the fourth one down the line. It's not so shiny. I think it's being manipulated by force, to be quite honest with you. But XRP, make no mistake about it, will be the Global Reserve Currency. There's a channel to Austin, because I got to shake your hand.
Well, brother, thank I'm going to look into this new digital currency. There's no doubt a big shakeups here. There's no doubt they're trying to create a world depression, consolidate power. We're here covering it. We love you. We appreciate you.
The way it has. But if you look at the all those other projects out there, like Doge, the Elon Musk coin, it got absolutely decimated. Or Bitcoin Cash or Bitcoin Satoshi Vision or XRP. All those coins got completely obliterated.
Sure, just as you predicted, they all fared worse. Yeah. Why? The point is XRP, that's a quick prediction somebody found. We specifically got an XRP being chosen in some clubs 4 or 5 years ago, but that's pretty good prediction. But the more hardcore ones are out there. Somebody find them. We'll repost it on X and on Rumble at the Alex Jones Show Live. Now, don't worry. There's flock cameras to put 10-year-olds in jail for breaking a swing, or they tried to. But there's not money to stop in cities all over the United States, including Austin, where anytime I drive around, not just downtown, but all over Austin, you can see people on fentanyl that are got that fentanyl zombie thing where they're bent over, swaying, or on the ground, in piss, in feces, ants all over them. Sometimes they die. They just scoop up the dead body. Fentanyl is actually insane. Oh, but there's nobody to clean this up. There's no flock cameras to stop this. Go ahead and roll it with audio. This is just unbelievable to realize there's thousands of videos of this. And I've seen this from my own eyeballs, so have you, if you live in a city. Now, Trump has cut some of it coming in. And that's a good thing. Talk about satanic enslavement. This drug's it. They got far worse stuff already out there. But a 10-year-old breaking a swing on accident, she's the problem. And a man caught in a Clown World update. You have Javon Martinez arrested in Albuquerque after removing Flock surveillance cameras and taking them to the sheriff from Alex Jones Network. He's more than happy to be arrested to point this out. Will it, in the New World Order, just cut down Flock? No, but it's finally people taking action. It's finally people finding their guts and their resistance and realizing this is all being put in for control and enslavement and to replace us. Here's a clip.
He's wearing a Hawaiian shirt. He's being approached by the sheriffs in their undercover vehicle, told to walk backwards. They're pretending like this guy's dangerous. Now he's being asked to go down to his knees. He's got his hands up. Man with truck full of Flock cameras arrested in Albuquerque. I'm sorry. I think you mean hero. I think you mean hero patriot with truck full of tyranny trees arrested in Albuquerque by jackbooted thugs. His license plate says diplomat. Is he a diplomat? I wonder if he's like a sovereign citizen type. Looks like he's got a Princess Mononoke shirt on. I knew he was a cool guy. So, I don't understand. Why is he being arrested?
Real time. Uncensored. Unstoppable. AlexJonesLive.com. Take a stand. Share the link.
Do you want to fight?
A man claims to have taken down every Flock camera in Bernalillo County, New Mexico, moments before he was arrested. In a video shared on social media, Javon Martinez said he was on his way to drop off all the cameras at the local sheriff's office. He filmed a video of himself with a truck bed. His truck bed is full of Flock cameras, and it's got an American flag laying on top. This man is a patriot. And I think we should build a statue for him. Let's go to clip number four here. This is Javon Martinez, our new founding father. Welcome to the ranks, sir. Let's watch.
I decided to liberate the people of Bernalillo. Bernalillo County Sheriff's Department has unsubscribed from Flock cameras, which I commend you. That's a smart move. But I know you guys are busy, so I went and took them all down for you. Yeah, so right now to drop them off, I'm going to do this at 111, our time. But yeah, ABCSO, I love you guys. You guys are awesome. On the record, for the record, and let the record show, I'm simply not breaking them. No stealing. That's what I got ahead of me. It's like they already had it pre-planned. Look at this. All their tyranny trees.
The tyranny trees.
I'm not cutting the lines like I usually do.
He's a lumberjack harvesting the tyranny trees.
Let's get some more. For those of you watching, I'm not breaking them. I'm not stealing them. I'm returning them. That's all I'm doing. Not in my city, not in my state.
We're in war mode here at AlexJonesLive.com. We are taking to the globalists on every front. We are exposing the next pandemic. We're fighting these illegal wars, and we're having huge success. That's because of you out there, our backers, who are just as important as I am. And I get constant emails and text messages on the street. How do we support? And I go to theoxygenstore.com, get great supplements, get great t-shirts, spread the word. A lot of people say, I want to make a donation. So at theoxygenstore.com, there's a big button at the top. You can make a straight pledge to support the broadcast right now. You can also text to a number and make a donation, and then 100% of what you donate goes into this fight to hire more crew, more reporters, more hosts. We want to be bigger than InfoWars ever was at AlexJonesLive.com. You know I'm never going to stop, but you've got to amplify what myself and the team are doing. So you can make a pledge to keep us in this fight at TheAlexJonesStore.com, or you can text PLEDGE, P-L-E-D-G-E, to 342-581. That's PLEDGE to 342-581. We'll send you a link where you can contribute directly. $25, $50, $100, whatever you can do helps keep the operation going and literally strikes death blows at the New World Order. So if you believe in what we're doing and you want to stand with us and amplify what we're doing, text PLEDGE to 342-581
right now. We are fighting harder than ever. We are committed. We have a long record of having the most devastating victories against the globalists. We want to do things greater than we've ever done, but we can't do it without you. You are part of this family in this fight. I salute you for your support, and I'm asking those of you that really want to support, who've asked how you can support, to go right now on your phone and text PLEDGE to 342-581 and get in this fight more than ever. Get that link and take action now with your pledge. Thank you so much for your support.
What's that on your chest, mister?
It's a pledge pin, sir.
A pledge pin!